Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we welcome you inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And I'm pleased to be joined by cornerback Nolan Cowell, who's back on a one-year deal. Nolan, what was this free agency process like as compared to when you previously signed with the Eagles 2 years ago?
It was a little bit different because the situation I was in. Had a good season, but I was coming off of injury, so really had to put that into play and see how teams viewed me and see how I would be able to come back off my injury. So really had to kind of slow play that and look at different options and see what was best for me. And just looking at it, I feel like Philadelphia was the best option just because of how they knew my injury history and what I've been going through rehab-wise. And I felt like they were the most comfortable team that knew me, knew my body, and knew where I was going with my rehab and everything. So everything worked out with the free agency period. The first time I went through it was kind of different because I never did it before. And it was kind of that frantic, impatient feeling, because you don't know what's going to happen with your future. You don't know where you're going to end up, but for me, I kind of had a feeling where I knew where I wanted to be, and I wasn't really worried about it too much, and I just let it all work out. Let my agent do what he needed to do, and we got stuff done here.
You signed pretty quickly last time in free agency when you first signed with the Eagles, and this one was a little bit of a longer process here. Mm-hmm. Was there any panic, any impatience, or did that previous experience help you prepare you for what you had to go through this time around?
Yeah, I think that previous experience helped me because, I did sign quickly. I think it was like the third day of free agency, but prior to that, it was a lot of just always constantly thinking, what's going to happen, what's going on, why hasn't my agent called me back now? It's been 3-4 hours. What's going on? Why isn't he getting back to me? I'm seeing all these other guys signing. I'm wondering, what's going on with me? What's going on? And this time around, I didn't really do that. My agent, he kept me up abreast with what was going on, certain situations, and he just told me just to chill out and just get your mind off it. And that's exactly what I did. I found other things to occupy my time with, rehab, hang on with my son, just do whatever I needed to do just to not think about it. Whatever happens, happens, and that's what ended up going on.
Nolan, your season ended with that injury in the Thanksgiving game against the Detroit Lions. Where are you at right now in your rehab? How quickly will you be able to be back on the field? Will we expect to see you during OTAs, or will it be a longer process than that?
My rehab's going very well. I'm pushing it every single day, trying to push my limits, push past the pain. I know I'm going to experience some type of pain, and right now it's all mental. Dr. Anderson, the doctor that did my surgery, told me that everything's on me, and how I'm progressing. So, every day I'm taking it day by day. He told me by probably May, is when you can really start getting back into football activities and stuff, so that's what I'm going to do every single day, just work on improving and getting to be a better player than I was before.
No, what was it like watching the coaching search unfold, and how did that factor into your decision to come back to Philadelphia?
For me, it was the most important thing was having my DB coach back, Coach Corey. He was the guy that I think was instrumental in helping me develop and taking the next step physically, and mentally. Always pushing the envelope every single day, and whether it was practice or every single week getting ready for a game, he did that every single week. He brought that intensity for us. He brought that competitive mindset for us. And when I found out he was staying, that played a factor into me wanting to be here, because I know just having another season under him and his guidance, he's just going to make me better.
How did he make the whole defensive back room better last year? You had a great season as a starter. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Jenkins went to the Pro Bowl. We got to see Eric Rowe grow and develop. What did he do to make you guys better?
It was just always about competing, never getting complacent. Every single day he could sense when, he felt like guys were getting complacent or starting to get relaxed or, those type of things. And he really pushed the envelope with us. He really, tried to make us go above our limits. He always tried to push us to the edge every single day. He never took a day off, and there's a lot of days in football, from the beginning of OTAs in April to the last game of the season. Every single day he came in meeting rooms with that competitive mindset, that competitive mentality for us to always go out there and put our best foot forward on film and show everybody that, regardless of whatever the situation is, we're always going to compete.
Noel, you mentioned competition. The Eagles have brought in Leos McKelvin, former first-round pick, veteran Ron Brooks. Eric Rowe's going to be coming into his second year. Did that weigh into your mind at all, the competition that'll be in that defensive back room with new defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz?
Compete every single year, so for me, competition is what makes this league, and I feel for me, every single year is you always got to compete for your whatever spot it may be. So you know, it's good for a whole group because that makes you better. And I think that's what we did last year. You saw how many guys competed last year in our defensive back group. And, you know, when we had guys starting to go down, you saw how guys were able to come in and basically, you know, play well. You know, they made plays. You know, we had Jalen, EJ, even Eric Rowe. You know, when guys went down like me and Maxwell, they were able to come in and step in and play good. And that's because of the competition that we had from camp, really, basically until when guys started going down. So to have that type of competition is good because in situations like that, you know, guys are able to step in and be well prepared.
You were able to persevere and earn that starting job last season. And you're playing some of the best football of your career. You see the highlights at the pick six against the New York Giants, some great pass breakups along the way. How difficult was it for you to incur that injury at the time that it happened?
It was definitely difficult, you know, but trying to find some reason, trying to find some, you know, some common ground for my mind and get at ease was, you know, to take this time to try and help the younger guys out, you know, try and help Ero, you know, because he basically was a bunch of responsibility that he had to put on his shoulders, you know, once I went down and guys were really looking at him to step up. And, you know, just for me, just to try and help him ease his mind and just go out there and just be relaxed and not put too much pressure on himself, just go out and play and just be the player that, you know, they drafted you to be. They drafted you in the second round for a reason because you're good. You know, you play the game, you understand the game of football. So don't let any of that outside pressure affect you. You know, you got the tools, you got the ability to go out and play against any receiver in the league, you know. So just take every single day, take every single game week as a learning experience and just go out there and have fun. You know, I tried to help him out and trying to help Shep out, Denzel, Randall, just the young guys, Ed Reynolds, even when Jalen came back, just to try and help those guys out and at the same time keep my mind mentally in it, you know, go to the meetings, you know, always look at film, try and do the same routine I've been doing, don't stop what helped me be successful and have the year that I kind of had, you know, so that's the stuff I was just doing that year and, you know, now it's just all about getting better than what I was last year.
How quickly were you able to make that transition? Because some players can bemoan the situation, have a tough time dealing with it. I guess, why were you able to make that transition into saying, look, if I can't help on the field, I'm going to help the younger guys develop. I'm still going to be in the meetings. I'm still going to be involved with the team as much as I can. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, you know, when I had that injury on Thanksgiving, I was home for the weekend before I went to North Carolina, so I had some time to think. And then, you know, after my surgery, I was in Carolina for about probably 4 or 5 days. So I got some time. I got a lot of time to actually think about what the next move for me should be to help the team because I couldn't do it on the field, so I had to figure out a way to do it off the field. And that time away, you know, missing the game, missing the routine that I got into, you know, that wanted me to come back even more and try and help those guys off the field because I knew that's the best way I could do it.
What do you know about new defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz and the defense that he's going to bring to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I met him when my first free agency visit. My first time in 2014, I went up to Buffalo and I met him.
Okay.
And
kind
of know about the scheme a little bit. He simplifies it for everybody on defense. He kind of lets those guys up front rush and let us cover. You know, it's simple. It's man-to-man and basically let those guys get after the quarterback and just make plays. You know, he does it to where he wants everybody to just play fast, not think as much, and just go out there and just have fun and compete.
No, my last question for you is this. What is going to be the key to building chemistry with all the changes that have happened in the coaching staff and in the locker room this offseason?
Definitely just is time. You know, we have time here where we're starting earlier, a couple weeks earlier than everybody else. So getting the building and guys just hang out with each other. You know, I think throughout this whole process, we have pretty much the same team that we had last year except for a few guys that are not here anymore. But guys are close. You know, guys are close because of how we've known each other for the past couple of years, and you can see that. So I don't think the new additions that we have coming in will have a hard time gelling with other guys on the team. I think guys embrace everybody with open arms and know that guys are here to help everybody, you know, ultimately to win a championship, and that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, it starts April 4th, and, you know, every single week, every single day, guys are just going to – we're just going to gel. We're going to have fun with each other. We're going to compete, and, you know, we know what the common goal is. We'll go out there and do it.
Nolan Carroll, Eagles cornerback. We're just glad you didn't sign with Dallas more than anything else.
Yeah, me too.
Back on a one-year deal, I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.